You are a liar. You are a fake.
Maria and Chad present.
Is this for real?
Do you ever fake it?
Get the fake out.
That was a fake.
I think I'm for real.
On the new Camel at 107.9.
For real.
Hi, Brittany. You're caller number 9.
Really?
Oh yeah.
My gosh. I'm so nervous.
You're nervous? Don't be nervous. Yeah. What part of the valley are you in, Brittany?
I'm in Santan.
She's going to play Get the Fake Out. Have you ever heard the game before?
I think so.
All right, so here's the deal. I'm going to explain it to you so you understand, everybody else can understand, because everybody is cheering against you, Brittany. They want you to get the answer wrong so they can call and be caller number 10 and win the Harkins tickets that are up for grabs this morning. You can go see any movie you want, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to give you 3 headlines. You tell me which one is fake, and if you can do that, you're the winner. Like I said, if you're wrong, the next caller will get your prize. Number 1, 17 children were hospitalized for drug ingestion after $1.6 million worth of cocaine was found inside of an inflatable bounce house. That's number 1. Number 2, crocheted shorts for men are the hot style this summer. What do you think of that, Brittany?
I hope my husband never wears anything like that.
All right. And, well, is your husband a father? Do you guys have kids?
Yes.
All right. That's the final headline. Dads want nothing for Father's Day. Those are your 3 headlines. Want me to review them or you got them?
I think I got them.
Just figure out which one you think is fake and you win.
Okay. Well, I hope it's not number 1 because that's awful. I mean, I hope it's number 1.
I understand what you're saying, but it's confusing.
Right.
Gotcha.
Oh gosh, this is hard. Let's go with number 1.
Number 1.
Fake.
The children that ingested drugs in an inflatable bounce house. I made that up. That is the fake headline. That was pretty twisted, but yes, you are our winner. I got to put you on hold here real quick, and we'll get you those tickets. So, producer JP, check this out. Crocheted shorts?
They're a real thing?
They are. I saw them online. I will not be sporting these this summer, or ever, for that matter. It's like a tight knit. You know how crochet, like, you know, things can poke through?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine wearing those at, like, a concert, and they ride up a little bit, and the chafing that could possibly happen.
Dads don't want anything for Father's Day. That is another real headline. Mother's Day is a big deal, but Father's Day a bit more mysterious. Let's face it, you never hear about, like, buy chocolate-covered strawberries for Dad for Father's Day.
Bring him an ice cold beer and say, love you, Dad.